blatant and gross injustice committed here, and I decided to get involved, and I became the president of the Free the Five Committee in the UK. What I did at the beginning, like most of us, was to write to them. And I found in those days, because they didn't get much mail, they were writing back to me. And I found myself asking if they'd like me to come and visit them. And they said yes, and they sent me the forms. And I was given permission to visit just two of them, Gerardo Hernandez in Victorville, California, and Ramon Labagnino in Beaumont, Texas. And the other three I was denied on the grounds I didn't know them before their incarceration, but I didn't know the other two either, but there you are. Anyway, I've been to see them a few times, and out of that has grown a terrific relationship, and I've been to the different prisons and the horrendous places, of course, and I've been overwhelmed by the spirit of these guys, because they're very compassionate, educated, articulate, intelligent, humane people who were not only defending their own country against terrorism, but also US citizens who were caught up in that terrorism, and they even believed that they were defending humanity. And that, for me, is the bottom line. And it's a great privilege and a great honour for me to be involved. And we've got ourselves caught up in so many activities back in the UK, but only today I've heard some wonderful news from London that I'd like to share with you. And that is that Harold Pinter, the playwright, and 110 members of Parliament and 15 general secretaries of our labour unions in Britain have signed the open letter to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez calling for the immediate and unconditional release of the five and for visiting rights for their families. And I think that's a great breakthrough. Can I say that this arose out of a meeting they had with Olga Salanueva, the wife of René Gonzalez in Mariana, Florida, when she visited the UK last December. She also visited Amnesty International. Out of that meeting came a strong letter that's just been sent to the Department of State, again taking up the case of visiting rights for Olga Salanueva and Adriana Perez in particular. That's the wives of René Gonzalez and Gerardo Hernandez, who've been denied visas to enter the United States to visit their husbands consistently. Adriana hasn't seen her husband since 1998, and Olga hasn't seen her husband for the past 5 years. And the little girl Yvette, the daughter, the seven-year-old daughter, hasn't seen her daddy since she was 18 months old. So it took up that, and for the first time took up the case of the five on the grounds that they didn't receive a fair and impartial trial in the hostile climate of Miami. And that's a significant breakthrough with Amnesty International that came out of the visit of Olga Salanueva last year. I just want to end with a quote from Ian Gibson, who heads up our all-party parliamentary group on Cuba in Westminster. And this is his quote. "The fact that these men were arrested and charged with spying because they infiltrated US-based groups carrying out terrorist attacks on Cuba exposes the hypocrisy of the United States war on terror." Thank you.
Jetsy. I am a coordinator of the National Network on Cuba, which is the umbrella organization for some 80 groups that are involved in Cuba solidarity work. I'm also a member of the July 26 Coalition, which is the Boston area Cuba solidarity organization. And we present forums, educational programs, and so forth. A couple of things I'd like to mention before I do a brief update on the case is that there's a lot of literature that we've prepared. This is a very complex case. There are a lot of layers to it. There are a lot of aspects to it. Other than the legal aspect, there is also the question of family visits. Two of the wives have never been allowed to visit their families, their husbands, their children have not been allowed to visit. So as I said, there are a lot of different aspects to the case. We have all. Once the 11th Circuit Court in Atlanta agreed to hear the case on appeal, they were released from the hall and were put into the general prison population, so then they then had access to their attorneys. The 11th Circuit Court in Atlanta, a very conservative court, a very conservative district, agreed to hear the case on appeal. The appeal was heard. The attorneys had approximately 5 minutes each, three attorneys.